He's on the line now. Brad Davidson, morning to you, mate. How are you?
Yeah, morning, guys. How are we?
Very well, mate. Who wins this Golden Rose?
Yeah, guys, I can't really go against the grain here. I like to take on a shorty and a bit of a high force if I can, but yeah, it's hard to go past Animo, isn't it? I mean, he beat them all in the lead-up off one soft trial and off a setback, and now he meets them better at the weights as well. So he's terribly hard to beat, stepping up to 1,400 metres. And, yeah, I can't really add too much more, guys. I mean, it's...
Well, who runs second, Dover?
Well, who runs second? Probably in the Congo, Loz, to be honest, because if there is that little niggle with Animo, it's just the fact that in the Congo, he's going to get probably the softest lead you'll see, and Animo's going to be sort of 4 or 5 lengths off him. So I'm always a little wary about taking short odds when I get a setup like that, when I get a, you know, the danger's going to get the soft lead and he's going to be 4 or 5 lengths off him. You're always a little bit wary. I think if there is potentially the bet in the race, it might be Cap Devant to place, guys, at around the $7 mark there. He was really good first up behind in the Congo in the San Domenico. And then second up, there was a bit of talk in the stewards report that he might have got his tongue back during the race. And I just think maybe a little bit flat second up as well. But we know he's going to love 1,400 metres, the dry track. He does no work from the inside draw there. And at around $7 to play, he would be my suggested bet in the Golden Rose.
Exactly as Adam Pengilly said.
Yeah.
That's his bet in the race. Captain
there you go.
Want the place.
Yeah. I think he's in that bunch. You know, there's a bunch of 3 or 4 horses, Remark, Cap Devant, Artorias in the Congo that are kind of behind Animo, and he's in that bunch of 4. So if you're getting $7 for him to, you know, to run top 3, I think it's not a bad shout.
Righto. What about in the Golden Pendant? We've got a short price favourite there. Are you with the top, the favourite, or are you looking around it?
I'm happy to go around it just simply because of the barrier draw. I'm not sure what they do from out wide there. I mean, up to 1,400 metres, I don't think that's a concern. She was beating her only run at 1,400 on Trevier over New Zealand, but it was a cracking run. There was no issue with the distance at all. It's just the way she gets to. She's not blessed with early speed, so whether they just have to ride her a little bit quiet, I'm not sure. I think the bet in the race here, guys, is Nimalee at $8. I thought her run in the Theo Marks was outstanding first up. She turned her head just before the start and had to go back to last. And the good thing about this race is Vangelic leads and there's no other speed. So she's blessed with early speed. She can just come across, park outside Vangelic here. And I think she'll be too strong for Vangelic in the straight. And it'll just be a case of if on Trevier can chase her down late. But she's shown in the past, second up last preparation, she was a good winner at Rose Hill over the 1,500 on dry ground. And she's able to sit outside lead and really just cruise into the race at her own steam and sort of put him to the sword. And then it's just a case of if the favourite can get a late. So I think $8 is a great price. And, yeah, she's one of my better gambles of the day, race 7, number 4, Nimalee.
Thoughts on the gloaming?
An absolute lottery. That is my thoughts. I've actually gone really wide with number 12, Notions. I just think, well, she's the one that looks like she gets a soft enough lead here. They're all going okay without getting carried away. I think the favourite Profondo is too well found, coming off an average maiden win. He's sort of a bit of a spruik horse, so they generally go around those short prices. And I just thought she was good last time out. She was good behind Darylina Bell prior to that as well, who's come out and won since. There's a bit there to suggest that she can run a cheeky race in a very, very open race.
Right out. We'll get your tips for tomorrow. Your best first.
We'll race 3, number 1, Cuban Royale, and Nimalee. They're the two for me. Race 3, number 1, and race 7, number 4. They're the main two. Just at a bit of odds, guys. I mean, Animo's the hardest to beat on the program, no doubt, but you don't need me to tell you that. So they're the two for me at a bit of each way odds there tomorrow.
$5 and $8, respectively. Just got a question to you from yesterday at Hawkesbury. Can you ask Davo, what's the report on Socrates and your thoughts here? It was a beaten favourite yesterday, wasn't it?
Yeah, sorry. Look, I haven't actually had a look at the stewards report yet, so I'm not sure if there was an excuse there, but he was extremely disappointing, almost too bad to be true, guys. Mm. Like, he's a bit of a hard horse to follow, but yeah, he was very, very disappointing there. No abnormalities, the stewards report there, so no excuses, but had every possible, was well backed and did absolutely nothing.
Mate, have a great weekend.
Thanks, guys.